Hi everyone, this is Matt, aka The Luggage, here on Audio Boo. I'm actually sitting in my studio control room, and I thought I'd just do a little boo here about auto-tune and how it's actually a lifesaver sometimes. So some of you, in fact many of you, probably think auto-tune is like the devil, and I would tend to agree. Whenever I try and use auto-tune, I try and use it very subtly so that you don't know it's there, and I like to let singers have a very natural sound, so I try and avoid using auto-tune where possible. But occasionally, like with the example I'm going to give you today, you do have to use it. So what we have here is a little girl who was an absolutely atrocious singer. I mean, seriously terrible. I think she was 8 or 9, and she was horrendously bad. I don't think I've ever heard a worse singer. And I felt terrible that I couldn't send her away with a recording that was decent. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the original audio without the auto-tune. Then I'm going to show it you with the auto-tune and show you how I kind of did that. And then I'm going to show you what we ended up with and what's now been sent to the client. And I think you'll agree that it, even though it sounds terribly robotic and terribly auto-tuned at the end, it's a damn sight better than what we started with. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to show you the first verse and chorus of the original song, Wherever You Will Go by Charlene Soria. I think I've pronounced that right. So this is how it should have been sung.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall, it'll fall upon us all. And between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? If I could, then I would. I'll go.
Okay, so that's pretty low for an 8-year-old to sing, especially in the first verse there. So this is the unedited, unmessed about with recording of the same passage, the first verse and chorus.
So lately, been wondering who will be there and take my place. When I'm gone, you need love to let.
I'll just solo her singing so you can hear how bad she is without the piano as well.
If a great wave shall fall, it'll fall upon a song. And between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? If I could, then I would. I'd go up and you will go way up high.
Well, I'm sure you'll all agree that that was absolutely diabolical. So what I decided to do next was slap some generic auto-tune on her audio track. I loaded the auto-tune plugin, told it what scale we were working in, which incidentally is A major, and the results were pretty spectacularly hideous as well.
So lately, been wondering who will be there and take my place.
I said, pretty horrific. But what to do now? Here we have a client who's paid money for his daughter to come and record in the studio, and all she's going to go away with is a CD that sounds absolutely dreadful. So I decided that the next thing to do would be to try and play the melody that she should have been singing on a keyboard into the auto-tune plugin. Okay, so I have my Yamaha Tyros 3 workstation connected to the studio computer, and I've loaded up the vocal track we're going to do some working with. So there's the track.
So lately, been wondering.
And as you will hear now, I can actually influence that. Here we go.
So lately, been wondering, will be there
So I can play with it. So let's have a look. What can we do then? I'll now try playing in the rough vocal guide.
So lately, been wondering, will be there and take my place. And I'm gone, you need love to light the shadows on your face.
See, you can hear that already. Things are sounding a bit better than they were. Admittedly, things sound a little bit more robotic, but it does kind of work. But it's a bit slidey. So to do that, I'm going to adjust the harshness of the correction. And we'll see what happens when I do that. Let's have a look at how that sounds.
So lately, been wondering, be there and take my place. And I'm gone. You need love to light the shadows on your face.
So things sounding a lot better, but still very robotic. And that's not going to be great with just a piano backing. So there's one more little trick that you can use to make this work better. Here is the remix.